In Simon Reishiyah, yesterday we started talking about a beria, and we saw that even an orange, one slice of an orange, could be a beria, and therefore if you eat that and it's not enough of kazayis, you're suffic bracha. So therefore you should make sure to eat either only a piece of that slice of orange or eat enough of an orange for it to be kazayis, to be chayiv in a borin of fashos. So the Mechaber continues, Yesh misdapkim od bebracha achrona shal yayin. So they're mesupak, what the shear is for the bracha achrona on wine and really all liquids. We discussed this already in the Mishnah Berurah. Is the shear for a bracha achrona for liquids the same as a solid, that it's a kazayis, or is it more that it's a revius? And since we're not sure, the Mechaber says one should be careful not to drink between a kazayis and a revius of wine. If you drink less than a kazayis, you're okay. Don't make a bracha achrona, and if you drink more than a revius, then you're okay, and you should make a bracha achrona. B'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you drink a kazayis and you don't have any more, so then you should be careful at least not to drink a rov revius, because that will get you into more trouble. If you drink just a kazayis, so then it's better not to make a bracha achrona. So again, this you should just be careful when you drink any amounts of liquid to try and make sure that you're drinking either very little or enough that you know that you'll be chayiv in a bracha achrona. Okay, sif beis. Hatoim es hatavshil, eino tzarech levarech ad revius. If you taste food, you do not need to make a bracha.
That's the Gemara.
Unless you eat a revius of it. Va'afilu imhu bolo, even if you swallow it. This first opinion holds that even if you swallow the amount, as long as it's less than a revius, if your only intention is to taste it, then you do not need to make a bracha, because after all, you're only tasting it. You're not trying to eat it. So that's why this opinion holds that it would be okay. Even though asar le'anos min olam hazeh below bracha, that is only achil ushsiyah. But here, what you're only trying to see, is there enough salt? Do I need more spices, etc.? So then you don't need to make a bracha. And even if you're eating some of it after you've cooked it, and you can't fix it anymore, but you want to know if it tastes good to be able to serve it to your guests, that also is counted as tasting it to see if it's good in order to serve it, and therefore you would not need to make a bracha. If it's more than revius, then even if your intention is to just taste it, this opinion holds, in that case for sure you would need to make a bracha. The second opinion says, Mechaber, v'yesho omrim shim hu bolo ta'om bracha. V'lo patshas ta'om shechozer upolet, v'az afilo al harbe einu tzarech bracha. The second opinion holds, no. If you're going to swallow it, so no matter how much you eat, even if you're doing it just for taste, you need to make a bracha. The only time that they say that if you're towing the tafshil, you don't need to make a bracha, that's if you spit it out, and that's no matter how much you put in your mouth. If you spit it out, then you are not going to be chayav in a bracha. So according to the first opinion, if you swallow it and it's less than revius, then you don't need to make a bracha. If you spit it out and it's more than revius, you also won't need to make a bracha. And the second opinion holds, any amount that you swallow, you're going to be chayv to make a bracha, even if it's kol shehu, because you're getting hana. And if you spit it out, then you're going to be okay. So it's 2 days. So the Ramah says, savik brachos lahakel. So savik brachos lahakel would mean that you don't need to make a bracha unless you swallow more than revius. But then Magen Avraham says, no, this is not really what we paskin l'maisa. And the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and says that if you swallow, everyone really agrees that you need to make the bracha. And therefore, in order to get out of this suffix, the poskim, the Chayyadam says that if you're going to swallow any of the amount that you're tasting, you should have in mind that you want to get hana from it also. That is the best thing to do. Have in mind that you want to get hana from it also. Okay? So again, if you're tasting something and you're not going to swallow it, you're going to spit it out, so then you don't need to make a bracha. But if you're going to swallow it, even if it's a small amount, since it's a suffix, have in mind, I want to get hana from this. So this comes up if you want to taste something to see if it tastes good. What it comes up for me is with noodles. When I want to see if noodles are done, so a lot of times I'll taste one of the noodles to see if it's done. Then I'll swallow it. So I make a bracha on it, and I have in mind, even if it's a little amount, that I want to get hana from this noodle. I'm not just doing it to see if it tastes good. But the one time where this came up that I couldn't do that was before davening. It was before davening, and I was making noodles before davening. Yes, I was making noodles for my kids for dinner that night. And so I wanted to see if the noodle was done, but I couldn't eat it because I can't eat before davening. So what I did was I put it in my mouth, tasted to see if it was good, and then I spit it out, because then everyone agrees that if you spit it out, you're not chayav in a bracha.